Welcome to your five for today. Have you ever thought of all the choices we make every day of our lives? When you got up this morning, you had to choose a suitable outfit. Do you need to be smart, as you have to attend an important meeting, or more casual for the school run? Or do you need to put on your old togs to go and tidy up the garden? You had to choose what to have for breakfast. You had to think ahead to choose what food you need to have in the fridge to cook for tonight's dinner. And so it goes on. Think of all the choices you have to make when you go to the supermarket. So many brands to choose from. Even something as simple as buying some tea bags. Do you buy Tetley's, Glengetty, Yorkshire, Typhoo, Twinings or PG Tips, or even the supermarket's own brand? Looking at the bigger picture of our lives, we have to make important choices that affect our future. What school do we go to? What clubs do we join? What GCSEs do we take? What university or college do we apply to? Or do we go for an apprenticeship? All these choices will determine the way our lives are going to go. Later in life, we choose who we want to spend our life with in a loving relationship. We choose either to have a mortgage or rent a property to live in when we leave home. One of the more pleasant choices we can make is what kind of holiday we will have. Will it be coast or country, action-packed or chilling out, home or abroad? The choices seem to get more difficult as we grow older. For those who are older, they need to choose either to look after themselves with carers in their own home or go into an old people's home. These choices are all important and can be difficult to make. The story is told of an elderly man who met a young man coming back from collecting his A-level results and asked him if he had done well. The young man retorted, "Yes, and now I can go to university, and if I get a degree, I can become an engineer." The elderly man asked him, "What then?" "I would like to join a leading engineering company and work my way up to the top." Again he was asked, "What then?" The young man said, "I suppose I will eventually retire and enjoy my money." "What then?" "Well, I suppose I will eventually die." "What then?" The young man looked thoughtful as he realized he had not prepared for that. The young man would have made all these wise choices throughout his life, but he had not chosen to put his faith in the Lord Jesus to secure his future in heaven. The greatest choice that we will have to make in life is, are we right with God? Have we put our trust in the Lord Jesus Christ as our Saviour? Have we secured our eternal destiny? In the most well-known text in the Bible, we are promised that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. This is the greatest gift that we will ever receive. If we choose to reject what God's Son did for us, when he took our place on the cross, we must face the biggest tragedy of being separated from God for all eternity, knowing that we missed our opportunity of salvation. In the Bible, the challenge goes out, "Choose you this day who you will serve." The response was, "As for me, I will serve the Lord." Can I entreat you to make a wise choice? It is of ultimate importance. If you have already made this choice, God has promised to be with you, guiding each step of the way. Take hold of the promise that says, "I will never leave you or forsake you." If you are going through a hard time at the moment, fully rely on God. He cares and understands. As you go through the rest of the week, remember to make good choices, and you will have peace with God. Thank you for listening, and may the Lord bless you.